Welcome to the Sleep and Health Podcast, Ireland's first dedicated sleep podcast. I'm your host, Tom Coleman, health scientist and sleep coach. The goal of this podcast is to empower you to get a better night's sleep, as well as taking a comprehensive look at trends and topics in well-being that impact your sleep. Over the coming months, I will unravel the mysteries of sleep, sharing expert insights, practical tips, and inspiring you to unlock the secrets to a restful night's sleep and better health. Did you know there are at least 20 physical levers that impact your ability to fall asleep and stay asleep? And in this episode, I'm going to cover at least 8 of those. You're very welcome along to episode 6 of the Sleep and Health Podcast. In this episode, we will look at the physical levers. I call it the foundation of good sleep. If you get all of these things right, it will really help override the other issues that you might have that are keeping you awake. These are really powerful. The second thing we'll do in this episode is we will build a roadmap or a framework for you. You know, if you implement these ideas and principles, that your sleep will improve. So when it comes to sleep, there are so many things that can go wrong or can negatively influence sleep. Things like stress, anxiety, children, scrolling, your work-life balance, maybe it's your sleep environment, poor cognitive habits, all of these things. And it's often a combination. It's life, isn't it? I mean, all of us seem to be busier than ever. We have stress. We have different issues that are really informing our mental health and our physical health. So I suppose the nature of the problem will inform the solution. My father once said to me, "I'm not worried about the problem you have. I'm worried about the solution you're going to use." And I find the same with sleep. The foundation of good sleep starts and finishes with your daily habit. You can take all the supplements you want. You can do the meditations. But without getting many of the habits that I'm going to speak about today right, the other strategies really won't work for you. So I will outline a lot of the different levers that move the needle towards sleep. Remember, it's a game of percentages. Each one of these things have been scientifically proven to work. You might find that they take a little bit of time, and I would prefer you to try and implement some of them. You won't get to implement every one of these things every single night. Okay, I want you to build a strategy or a framework or a pathway over the coming weeks that will improve your sleep. And I guarantee it will work. That's right, I said the word guarantee. I've seen it hundreds of times with clients. It's about consistency. Okay, so let's start to talk about these physical components, the controllables. They're known as Zeitgebers or time givers. These are external influences that govern your sleep. And let's start with the most powerful one, light. You will have heard me speak about light. Light is the most powerful lever. You all know about avoiding the screens, the white light, the blue light later in the day. And the reason for that is it shuts down melatonin production. But did you know that it's equally important that you're getting that full spectrum white-blue light earlier in the day? It's just as important as avoiding it. We have very special receptors at the back of our retina, and they're dedicated to different light frequencies. And they inform the supercomputer, they inform the master timer in the brain, the suprachiasmatic nucleus. Okay, these are known as photoreceptors. Now, we've different ones in different positions in the eye, and some are activated by blue yellow light in the morning light. Others are activated by full spectrum light, and others are activated by light at dusk. So they detect the frequency and thus inform the timer. So why is that important? Well, it activates, informs, and aligns your body clock. Really important. Getting light early in the day has several really crucial functions. It's the first thing is it starts a countdown for melatonin production 14 to 16 hours later. The second thing it does is it clears grogginess. It's the fastest way to clear grogginess. And the third thing it does is it boosts the cortisol activation. So get your morning light. That's one of your actionables. The other thing light does is it ramps up serotonin. Now, serotonin is a precursor to the sleep hormone melatonin. The other thing is light will protect you against seasonal affective disorder. That's a mood disorder. It's only present in latitudes north and south of 30 degrees. It's non-existent in the tropics. So light and mood. That's why we love the sun. The other thing light does is it directly increases cellular production of melatonin. So your action list, get outside often. Get outside in the morning, 10, 15, 20 minutes. Get as much light exposure as you can during the day. Do a light audit in your bedroom and your bathroom. The last thing people do at night, go into a bathroom which is like a stadium with all these white and blue lights. So think about oranges. Think about, soft lighting, low lighting and position. As cavemen and women, we had a fire, and we just sat and looked into the fire. And that does not disrupt your sleep. The other thing, get a good eye mask. One that wraps around your head, maybe, as opposed to one that, gets moved all around as you sleep during the night. Okay, so that's light. The second powerful lever, caffeine. Really important that you control the amount of caffeine. So we all love our tea and our coffee and maybe energy drinks. I'm not a fan of energy drinks at all. They're highly disruptive. But anyway, I love my coffee. And I'm not going to deprive you of your tea or coffee, okay? The important thing here is that you don't overdose, okay? You don't get sucked into that negative caffeine cycle. Some people don't maybe sleep great and then they have low energy and they're reaching for coffee and caffeine to help push through the day, and they drink so much of it that actually it disrupts their sleep again that night and they're in that negative loop. So it takes about 8 hours for 50% of the caffeine to be eliminated. So imagine you have a large cup of coffee at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the same as having half a large cup at 11 o'clock at night, and you wouldn't do that. So I would really encourage you to transition into decaf and herbal teas. Sure, put the kettle on. We're creatures of habit. You'd be surprised at how quickly you can adapt. So you're actionable. Sleepy herbal teas and no caffeine after around lunchtime. Okay. You know yourself, the cutoff point. You know yourself how much it takes for you to be able to fall asleep and get good deep sleep. So watch the caffeine. Number three, food. When we eat is important. How much we eat is important. When we eat, one of the things that happens is it signals to the brain we're in rest and digest, that parasympathetic system. We get increased levels of serotonin. We feel good. It feels good to eat. And then sometimes your brain hijacks that. That's the hijacking of the limbic system. You're sitting on the couch and you're like, oh my God, I have to do that report. I really don't want to do that report. Oh my God. And then your brain goes, oh, I know, have a Mars bar. You'll feel great. And you have a Mars bar and you feel terrible. But that's why it's the serotonin, okay? So be mindful. Eating has a thermogenic effect, meaning it heats the body up. So, we don't want to heat the body up close to bedtime. You need to leave 2 to 3 hours between your last meal and bedtime. But eating later in the day has been shown to be beneficial for sleep. So have your main meal in the evening. That's the kind of one of the key messages. Eat sleep-promoting foods. Foods like leafy greens, cereals, oily fish, anything with omega 3, nuts, seeds, foods that are high in B1, things like beans, lentils, sunflower seeds. All of these contribute to sleep. So the key thing, eat healthy foods that will aid sleep. Not too much, because it's work for your digestive system. Your digestive system has its own circadian rhythm. As you sleep, your digestive system is cleaning itself up. So be mindful of that. Don't put work onto your body as you try and sleep. Too many calories will, you know, it causes you to become alert again. And we don't want that. So have your main meal in the evening time. I would say 6 to 7 approximately. You know, the sleep-promoting foods, the fish, the cereals, the porridge, the nuts, the seeds, the complex carbohydrates. And, you know, make sure your last meal has some kind of food that has either carbohydrates or tryptophan in it. Like, you know, a bowl of cereal or a glass of milk. Hydration, while we're speaking about nutrition, is important. We don't want to be disrupted going to the bathroom. So I'm going to give you a few simple tips here if that's an issue for you. For some of us, it's not. Like, some people can, you know, get up, go to the bathroom and come back out and just fall asleep. Here's one tip. Now, we know that light is disruptive, okay? So if you go to the bathroom, this sounds crazy, open one eye only, okay? So we've cut out 50% of the light input straight away. Sounds a bit mad that you're walking around the bedroom with one eye open, but, you know, trust me on this, okay? Now, if you don't want to get up 5 times a night, obviously, here are your tips. Limit fluid intake 2 hours before bedtime. So the timing of fluid intake is important. So ensure you're hydrated earlier in the day. Skip caffeine in the afternoon. So caffeine is a diuretic. It will make you go to the toilet, okay? Go for more herbal teas. Pee just before bed. Sounds obvious, but empty your bladder before you go to bed. And number 5, pelvic floor exercises, such as Kegel exercises, will strengthen the muscles around your bladder. Do 10 to 15 reps twice a day. That will help you as well. And reduce salt intake. So it will naturally lower your blood pressure. So that's the food and drink. Number 4, rituals and routines. Your ritual for sleep, you know, is massively important. It entrains the brain. It entrains the systems, okay? It doesn't need to be hugely complex. You can set a reminder on your phone. I call it the reverse snooze button, but, you know, you start. We are creatures of habit, okay? Cueing control, we signal to the brain, this happens, and if I do this, I get this result. It's that simple. We entrain the system. So here's just a sample. Now, you can create your own, but this is like actionable steps to create a good routine. So have a cutoff point for work-related emails and messages. So that could be 6 o'clock or whatever time you choose. Have a cutoff point. No more checking work emails. Have a cutoff point for friend groups and social media. Okay, the WhatsApp groups that you're part of, the 5 or 10 WhatsApp groups, and you're getting these notifications, cut them off. Make sure that you're not on social media, you know, just before you fall asleep. Change into your chill out clothes, you know, maybe have a set time for that. Have a warm shower 1 to 2 hours before bed. Make a cup of herbal tea, sleepy tea. Get your eye mask ready. Get your bedroom ready. Set the tone. Create the atmosphere in your bedroom. So all of these little things, you know, are signaling to you that it's time to chill, it's time to relax. We need to set that up on a regular basis, okay? So routine is important. Number 5, technology. No point in asking you if you bring your phones into the bedroom. I know you do, or 95% of you do. You know, I've already done an episode on technology. It's the scrolling that I have the issue with. It's detrimental to sleep. So listening to a podcast, listening to this podcast, allow me to put you to sleep with my voice. If I talk for long enough, you certainly will fall asleep. So music, relaxing sounds, all of that is fine. We need to cut out the visual stimuli. So your actionable set a reverse snooze button to get off the tech. Listen and do that, you know, mental wind down as well. Very important. Number six, temperature. So temperature mediates so many different activities in human physiology. Your core body temperature needs to drop by 1 to 2 degrees to achieve sleep. Okay. So from 5 p.m. in the evening, your body starts to cool. So that's where the hot shower comes in, because a hot shower causes a rebound cooling effect in the body. Keep your bedroom nice and cool. Make sure your bedroom is 18 to 20 degrees and well ventilated. Number seven, environment. So we want a bedroom that is like a sensory haven. It's a nice place to go, okay? So it's designed for sleep, rest, and relaxation. Okay, so let's start with the obvious. What's your mattress like? What's your bed like? You know, that's an investment in your health. Is it supportive? Is it supporting your spine and your neck? Pick a mattress that works for you. Okay, make sure you have a good pillow. Swap out your pillows every 6 months. Get some good sheets. If you go away to a nice spa or a really nice hotel, it's so nice. It really, really helps with sleep. So make sure you have clean sheets, fresh sheets, a nice pillow, a good bed, and smell. So what are your actionables? Not to sound like your mother, but go home and clean your room. We don't want a load of chargers and different things happening. It causes background stress. So it's really important that your room is clean and tidy. Make sure you have a good mattress, sheets, pillows, etc. Make sure your room is dark. And let's talk about the smells actually for a second, because there's some kind of interesting research around smells. So I'll make a couple of recommendations here. Rose oil has been shown to help with sleep. A study in depressed patients showed some indicators of enhanced mood and sleep when they inhaled rose scented air during sleep. Another study conducted in a hospital's coronary care unit found that scents like rose, known as Damascus rose, showed significant improvements in sleep quality. Chamomile is another one. In one study, Roman chamomile essential oil applied to pillows improved total sleep time for older adults in managed care settings. So, chamomile, rose oil, jasmine even showed to reduce levels of anxiety, and all beneficial for sleep. So, you know, create that lovely sensory atmosphere. And finally, number eight, exercise. So this one is huge. Exercise has been shown to reduce sleep latency, which is how long it takes you to get to sleep. It improves how deep you go in sleep. It reduces wake episodes. It reduces nighttime cortisol secretion. So there's a huge amount of evidence there for exercise. If you do high intensity exercise, do it earlier in the day. The low intensity exercise, like, you know, brisk walk, both of those have been shown to reduce nighttime secretion of cortisol. So let's put it all together. Let's do a quick recap on all of the actionables from these physical components. Then these are 10 easy and essential actions for better sleep. Number one, light viewing, especially in the morning. So controlling the light inputs. Get outside early, get outside often, and then your eye mask in the evening. Get off the screens and get a good eye mask. That's number one. Number two, cut out the caffeine and transition into herbal teas. Do not over consume caffeine or consume caffeine too late. Number three, eat your main meal later in the day. So eat that main meal with the carbohydrate, like the pasta, the starchy veg, the potatoes, the rice. Eat that meal as your evening meal. That will promote sleep. Number four, eat sleep promoting foods like vegetables, leafy greens, nuts, cereals, those type of foods that are high in nutrients that will help promote sleep. Number five, move more during the day. the more energy you expend, the better you will sleep at night. And I think we kind of know that. Number six, create your wind down ritual. And remember, it's all about focusing on relaxation and not sleep. Think about that chill out time, the wind down time. Wind those systems down, and it's much easier then to build a bridge to sleep. Number seven, set boundaries around all of the media. Okay, the work, the friends, all the notifications, set boundaries and have cutoff points for those. Remember your reverse snooze button. Number eight, a warm shower. A warm shower and a cool bedroom temperature. Number nine, go home and clean your room. Simple, practical, actionable. You will want to go there. You will want to spend time there. Oh, lovely, lovely bedroom, fresh sheets, lovely smells. And yeah, number 10 is the olfactory, the smells. So go and, you know, you can invest in a humidifier and get some of those essential oils and get that lovely atmosphere in your bedroom. So there we go. All of these 10 things are really useful and powerful. Zoom out, implement them over the course of weeks rather than days, okay? It's really important that you focus on the process. Focus on the process, not the outcome. I guarantee you the sleep will come, okay? Stay positive, stay focused. The systems in your brain need to relearn how to sleep, okay? And watch that narrative. And I will have dedicated episodes coming up shortly on anxiety and a racing mind. And actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop a bonus meditation on a racing mind in the next few days. So watch out for that. So that brings me toward the end. Next week, it's one of your favorite things to talk about. We are going to talk all about dreams and why we dream. Some people tell me I don't dream. Yes, you do. Some people ask me all these questions about the intensity of their dreams, what their dreams mean. So we will cover all of this. Why we dream, we look at nightmares, night terrors, we look at lucid dreaming, and I will cover the 8 most common dreams as well. So until then, I wish you a good day. You have an action list now to do, and a good night's sleep tonight. I'd like to take a moment to express my gratitude to you, the listeners. I'd love to hear from you, so please drop me a message on my Instagram account, tomcoleman.ie. Share your thoughts, like, subscribe, download, and even share your recommendations for future episodes. You matter. Your sleep matters. And I'll be here to guide you to many nights of deep, restful, consistent sleep.